The East of the Rockies, you're on the air.
Hi, Art. This is Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hello. You didn't disconnect me before, did you?
Were you on earlier tonight?
No, not towards the end of the last hour, you said, East of the Rockies, you're on the air, and your voice was immediately replaced by the operator saying, your party has not connected.
Well, see, as you can now tell, I don't screen calls. So
right. What
happened, obviously, was that I answered the phone just at the very instant that you had been ringing as long as they were going to let you ring.
Yeah.
And so that occurs, obviously, sometimes I go to a line and It's dead, nobody's there, and that's what's happened. You know, we're on the cusp there. Anyway, I'm glad you made it back through.
Yeah, you got all my paranoia buttons running. I always get very nervous when I call you. I'm Brian. I hung up on you last week.
Oh, I see.
And I just figured, damn the torpedoes. I'll just do this and let the chips fall where they will.
All right.
Everybody, I am the Area 51 caller. That's my statement, and let you or whatever tear it apart.
you claim you're the Area 51
caller? I am the man.
How do you account for the fact, Area 51 caller,
okay,
that part of the way through your spiel, the satellite went down?
I have no idea, and it scared the heebie-jeebies out of me that night. I've called a number of times on your specialty line nights doing different, you know, kind of wacky characters, and that's all that one was supposed to be. And if the call had been completed, it would have been ancient history by now.
Has it occurred to you, as Barbara Marx Hubbard suggested tonight, that perhaps, if you're really what you say you are, you created the reality of the rest of the situation and took down my satellite?
That scares the heebie-jeebies out of me because it means that what I was saying was somehow correct and it was fabrication, kind of
creating a reality.
Yeah, if that was the case, I humbly apologize to you because I love your show and the last thing I would ever want to do is
knock me off the air.
So what can I do to prove my claim here?
Well, I guess you could give us a little of what you gave us then so that we could hear it and know it to be you.
Are you sure you want me to do that, Art?
I'm positive.
Don't. Art, please. I don't want you to ask me to do this. If I start doing that guy,
You're right about that. Now, let's just take that little sample that you just gave us so that we don't alter some sort of hard little reality here at the end of the program, and we'll let the callers be the judge.
Okay.
All right?
I thank you for this opportunity. This has just been driving me bananas for months, and I didn't know what you wanted me to do. I knew it was very difficult for me to prove to you. But I just thank you for your patience in dealing with me up to this time.
All right, it's quite all right. Thank you. Fritz in Phoenix, as a matter of fact, called and said, oh, yes, that's him. Somebody else said, oh, no. Now he has done his little Area 51 caller IMO, or the real thing, depending on what you think. And so we'll leave it up to all of you. That is what you think.